So Paula, to you.
Okay, so we're officially starting the session. Nice to see new names and new faces here. Thank you for joining. We're very happy to have this session today. The purpose of this session is to inform you as much as possible about Lead Network and also about our supply chain chapter. And at the end of the session, we also have time to connect to each other and to get to know each other a bit more and also hear from you what your expectations are from Lead Network and how we can help you further. I think we're waiting for the presentation to be uploaded. I still cannot see it. It's coming. Perfect. I hope it's also visible to everyone. Cool. Okay, so we will start. As I already said, the purpose of this session is to inform you about the Lead Network. It's the very first session we are preparing. So again, very happy to have you all here and looking forward to hear your feedback at the end. We will start informing. I think if you have already joined any Lead Network event, you might have heard. So for every event in the next chart, you can see our antitrust rules and guidelines. I will give you 1 minute to just read through it. This is important because we're meeting with people from different companies with different backgrounds. So especially for the network and the breakout sessions, this will be important to know. So we'll give 1 minute to just quickly go through it. Okay, this will also be available later on. While we wait for you guys to introduce yourself in the chat, I will read it later on because I'm curious to hear who has joined, where you're located, and which type of, which part of the business you're in. So we will quickly introduce, here you have with you a very energetic group of volunteers working together in the Lead Network, more specifically in the supply chain chapter. And you will be able to hear a little bit from us now very quickly. So I propose we start in that order. So I can start. My name is Paula Madeira. I've been part of Lead Network very proudly in the last 2 years, being part as a volunteer of the membership and CRM subcommittee. So therefore, super interested to know what new members are, what your expectations are and how we can improve our relationship with members. I'm also part of Unilever. I work in supply chain there for around 12 years. And there I work in the business group Ice Cream and I'm leading the innovation planning team. So very nice to meet you. I will hand over now to Eva.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. Eva Cullen, I joined Lead last November and I'm co-chair of the supply chain chapter with Anna, and I run a customer fulfillment operations for both John Lewis and Waitrose in the UK. In a few minutes, I'll tell you a little bit more about some of our goals for the supply chain chapter. So I'll hand over to Toon. If Toon hasn't joined yet, then I suggest to Caroline.
Tony's coming in. Just
okay.
Shall I go in the meantime? Then we'll not lose time. Hi, everyone. Caroline Gidrol. I'm French, based in Zurich in Switzerland. I've been part of the Lean Network for 3 years now. And I'm part of the Education and Events Committee. I will explain to you what we are planning for this year as nice events and where we are expecting you to, and hopefully to interest you into our events. And I'm working in Mondelez International and looking after supply chain strategic programs. Ashwini?
Hello, everyone. My name is Ashwini Babu. I'm a CRM manager at Lead Network. I'm from the core team. I manage the member platform, member data, and I work in the back office to support the membership and the volunteers. Here I am today to introduce you, walk you through a little bit about the platform as a new member, what you can do and what you can achieve. I think Tune is online now. Tune, would you like to introduce yourself?
Paula, let's continue. I think Tone is not having a right connection. I see him in, but he can't make himself hear.
Okay. So I was just trying to read in the chat. Thank you for sharing your background, where you come from. I see a very nice pool of different locations. I see Dublin, UK, Belgium, the Netherlands, also Spain. And a nice pool of different companies, which is always great to see. So we have Kellogg's, Cargill, GXO, if I pronounce it right, CHEP and Firmenich as well. And it's still coming, so please keep it going. It's nice. I think we will have a bit more time at the end of the session with the breakout rooms to get to know a bit more and to reintroduce yourselves with more details. So then if we move forward, we will be doing a live Q&A session. So during the presentation, if any question comes up to you, please, we're asking you to also post it in the chat. So then we can consolidate everything throughout the session, and then we will have some time to reply to those questions before we go to the breakout rooms. Yeah, so please don't hesitate. We can always use the chat to communicate and to be a bit more quick to answer your questions. And now we will get a bit to the content part of the meeting, which is the first part of the call we prepared. And I will hand over then to Eva.
So good afternoon, everyone. And it's great to have this opportunity to meet you virtually. So I know you're probably all very familiar with the purpose of the Lead Network, but I think it's probably worth just refreshing ourselves, because the Lead Network is quite a unique diversity network. It has a country flavor, and we also have those functional chapters. So that gives us a huge diversity of women and men across consumer goods and retailers. And it allows us to have that very rich conversation and dialogue about what we are finding as leaders and as women in our organizations. And there's a huge wealth of information on the Lead platform, and Ashwini will take us through that later on. But what's really important is the whole purpose of what we're doing here is to provide lots of opportunities for you to build your careers and for you to have an opportunity to learn new skills, be inspired by role models, and build your own network. So I think it's kind of worth just remembering that. And in my short time with Lead, as I go onto the platform, there are lots and lots of interesting events and information that you will hopefully find very valuable. Next slide, please. And there are over 18,000 members in Lead, and that's growing all the time. There are about 400 volunteers. So if any of you have any interest in volunteering, then please, it's a great way to network, learn new skills, have a little bit of fun. And certainly in my short time, I've already made a great network and learning lots in many different ways. So, you know, a huge, huge diversity there for you to connect with. Next slide, please. And then in terms of the supply chain chapter itself, we have just over 2,500 members. That's doubled since 2020. Not surprising given how, while the pandemic clearly was a very difficult time for everyone and for the world, it did mean that supply chain has probably become much more valued by society. And for many of those who've been in the industry for a long time, people have had no idea as to what supply chain is. So I think everyone is more familiar now in the world about the importance of supply chain. And we have over, we've got 24 volunteers in the supply chain, and we've got quite a big country representation and many different companies, manufacturers, supply chain and logistics. But one of the areas that we do want to grow over the coming year is really that retailer engagement right across Europe. So if any of you do have good retail connections, then please let us know, because by increasing the diversity of partner companies and members, that again makes this a more valuable chapter for you in terms of all those different experiences, new skills, development opportunities. Next slide, please. For this year in supply chain, we have three focus areas, and this is really around supporting women in their career advancement. And these are three areas that we believe will support you in your career and also support your organizations where you're working. One is increasing allies for gender equality, and this is really around engaging men to be our greatest advocates and champions, because that's quite important that we build our allies. And we have many good examples of where men have been really critical in helping the advancement of women in their supply chains by showcasing the great work that women are doing, and also helping to unlock doors where they might need to be opened. And what we will be doing is having some events later in the year, and Caroline will be picking up that theme shortly. The other key area is really giving visibility of great supply chain role models. And when you kind of talk to women, not just in supply chain, but in many roles and many different industries, quite often the absence of having a role model can be a bit of a barrier. It means you can't necessarily see yourself growing and developing in a particular area. And we have many inspirational women across our respective companies. And so what we'll be doing is showcasing some of those role models. And that's quite an important step for women as they're moving forward in their careers. The third area that we'll be focusing on is really some of the best practices that we are seeing across our member companies in supply chain. And the team are doing an amazing work in building a supply chain playbook. A lot of this work, some of these best practices, really good practical things you can do in the real world in supply chain, are applicable to all areas of business and businesses and companies. But we're just going to start with showcasing that work within the supply chain chapter, and then we'll be able to expand that across the lead network. But some really good examples, and I've been certainly impressed with kind of the practical nature. These are real things that you can do. I think I've mentioned already bringing in more retailers. That's probably one of the big areas for us in the supply chain chapter as well. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of a sense of our priority areas for 2023. And with that, I'm going to hand over to Caroline. Last slide. This is just to give you a view. Thank you. This is to give you a view of the supply chain a chapter committee structure. So both Anna and myself are co-chairs. And then we have three committee areas. So Paula is running membership and CRM, Cecile and Anouk, education and events, and Susanna and Kath are running marketing and comms. And one of the things we do want to do is bring on board more committee members. We do have some vacancies, but if there are other areas that you're interested in, or if you're interested in education or marketing and comms, just because we don't have a vacancy doesn't mean that we'd be interested. And in actual fact, we're all volunteers. And so the more volunteers we have, the more events we can run and the more networking opportunities that we can build. And one of the things we're interested in learning today is what kind of, how does this session go and what type of other activities you might like to see in addition to what we're planning. So yes, so please, I think someone's just said, can you find out more details? Absolutely. But if you just have an interest in an area, even if we don't mention it, please feel free to email myself or Paula or Caroline, and we can organize some time with you. And really, we have a great opportunity really to, based on your skills and knowledge, to do different things. So what we're saying here as priorities are not the only areas that we're interested in, and certainly we would welcome you. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of a sense of who we are in the chapter committee. Hopefully you'll see we are a friendly group of people, and we're going to have an exciting 2023. And now I'll hand over to Caroline.
Yes, indeed, Eva. And this year, about upcoming events, I'm happy to share with you what will be the program. So you will see in the next page, we have already planned four main events, which we heard about your feedback as well, what you would like to get out of the lead network. And we know it's a lot about as well connection, about networking, and that's why we have a bit plan the agenda according to this need. So the first webinar will be a virtual event. Happening on, I'm happy to share the date because we just fixed it. It will be in 1 month, in April 27th. This webinar will allow all of you to learn more about this gender balance playbook that's been put together by a lot of the lead network partner organizations like Mondelez, like L'Occitane, Kimberly Clark, McCormick, Kellogg's, PepsiCo, Unilever, and others. So it's been a really collaborative work done by this company group. And you will have in exclusivity, you will hear from us about what is this playbook about, what does it contain, and hear as well some inspirational speakers. So this is in the final stage of preparation, and you should receive the invitation to register for this event as of next week. Then the next event will be happening in June. It will be another virtual event. And this time we chose the theme about allyship. We know that it's an important part of success for women and to increase gender equality in supply chain. So we are just about to finalize our list of speakers, and you will hear more from us about this event in a couple of months. Then in September, we will be more focusing on retailers' engagement. So that will be, again, a virtual event. And maybe, Eva, you want to say yes. More about what it will be about?
Yes, so we hope to finalize details for this over April and May. So the plan will be to have two or three retailers, certainly John Lewis and Waitrose will be there, really with a sort of round table conversation. We'll probably look to you for some ideas on the topics that we might want to include. We'll probably talk about D&I, but we'll also talk about maybe some of the topical areas, digital supply chain. So we'll probably kind of cover a broad range of topics that are very relevant, not only to women within supply chain, but also some of the big topics that are relevant. So if you know any retailers that might be interested in being in a panel conversation, that'd be terrific, so that we can build an agenda that the speakers are comfortable with. And as I say, we're looking to finalize the date over April and May. So please look on the webs on the platform, and we will communicate details once we finalize them. Thank you.
And finally, in October, you know, there's the annual LEAD event, which will happen this year in Düsseldorf on October 12th and 13th. And on this one, you will have the possibility to register and to go there, because it's a face-to-face networking event. And the format is that you hear a lot of inspirational speakers in a bit of a format of TED Talks, where, you know, you have sessions of 20, 30 minutes. Was there last year, is really super interesting. And it will be the opportunity as well for us supply chain chapter and supply chain members to gather together. And we are gonna organize a specific slot where we will be able to meet all together. So more to come, but as you see, a busy agenda, and we are really looking forward to kick it off next week and with the first event in April. So see you soon. Handing over.
So as a member, this is how the platform looks like when you log in. You will be landing in the live feed page. So as a new member, probably you would want to update your profile. So click on the icon of your initial or name, where you can go to My Profile, and you can update your profile from the LinkedIn, or you can just go to Edit My Profile and you can add a profile picture, you can change your cover image, you can change the name, or you can add your citizenship. Even if you want to change your location, you can change your location and you will save all those information. Apart from that, if you go to My Settings, in the same icon, you click on the icon, you go to the My Setting. Here, there is an option to update your password, and you also have the functionality of notification. If you click on this notification, you will receive a bunch of list where you can click on this down arrow and you can set your email preferences. If you want to receive more email, if you want to receive only chapter-related news, or conference-related news, et cetera, et cetera. You can set your email preferences here and you will just save it so that you will receive those particular emails only and you will not be get spammed with a lot of emails. And if you go back to your profile, and if you go to My Profile, here you have an option to update your email address. If you go to Edit, you can link your LinkedIn profile here. You just have to copy and paste your LinkedIn profile so that you can have your LinkedIn linked to your hybrid or member platform, where a person who is interested and like to connect with you on LinkedIn via member platform can also connect with you. And if you go to the event section of the page, you will see what are the future events that is happening. It's a central, so you will get to see all the events that is happening here. And if you would like to see who is your partner companies, who are the supporting companies, you can look up in the supporting partners. And if you go to our members, you will see the list of all the 18,000 plus LEAD members. And if you think you are interested in someone's profile or would you like to connect with them, you can always directly send them message by clicking on send message. This is one option. And you also have an option to send the message by looking up the person, by searching the person. If you click on message, the window will open. You can search their name and you can message them to connect with them or network with them. And last but not least, we have chapters and committees page. So if you click on chapters and committees, you will see chapters which you are already a member of. And you will also see a list of chapters, both geographical and functional chapters you might be interested in. you can just go to the group, explore about the group, and if you feel it is interesting, you can join those chapters as well. So I'm already a member of supply chain chapter. So I'll click on supply chain chapter. It will take me to supply chain chapter page. Here you can see who are all the members of supply chain chapter. If you click on these numbers, or if you click on member, it will take you to the members of supply chain. And we have a filters here. You can use the filters to search the members by their organization. If you type the organization name, you can take that organization and see who are the members of supply chain chapter from your particular company, and you can connect with them. Or you can search the members by location, and you can connect with them via messages. And you can go to the event section to look up what are the events happening in the future. And also we have a news section. If chapter publishes some news, you can look up those news in the news section. And in the media center, you can see the recorded webinars, the other chapter related information will be stored in this media center. You can click on the media center. You come here, you read about all the documents. And if you are interested to know more about the chapter, you click on this chapter committee. It will take you to the page where you can see your chair, your co-chair, and all the other members of your committee. So you can look up them, you can message them via the member platform. And if you are interested in becoming a volunteer, you can click on this contact form. You can fill in your information, you can leave us a message, and you can contact us via the website, or you can also contact us via info@lead-eu.net. I will leave the email address in the chat also. If you have any questions related to the chapter, or you can contact Paula or the contact person of your particular chapter, where you can see it here in the live feed section. So you can message them directly and ask them the questions. Or if you are interested to become a volunteer, you can always message them and reach out to them. And if you have any question related to member platform, please feel free to contact me via info@lead-eu.net. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ashiwi. Now I think we can go. The content session is finished. We're right on time. And we have time for questions. I try to see on the chat. I think there was one question about volunteering and more information on the website, which we've already shared. The link to the membership platform is also there. So in case you want to already update your profile, or you want to try and check the spaces, what Ashimi just shared with us. So that's, please feel free to try there. And then in general, is there any other question, anyone, before we go to the breakout room? Anything that comes to your mind? I don't see anything on the chat, but you can, of course, always speak up.
So with this, we're going to open up the breakout rooms. I'm just wondering whether Tone can...
Hey, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes, perfect.
Okay, very well. So yes, please move to the next slide. Okay, so my name is Tom Malkins, supply chain manager at the Kellogg Company. And I hope you've enjoyed the first part of the onboarding session here. But for the next part, it's going to be more interactive, let's say. So maybe first, what can you do as of now? So first of all, make sure after this, if you haven't done so already, activate your account into the system. As Ashiwi showed you, make sure you have the settings with regards to which emails would you like to receive, which don't, which chapters would you like to be part of, which don't. Make sure you have those settings up to date. And then second, make sure you benefit from your membership. So you can do in various ways, but for one, there's lots of articles. There are the webinars on the website, and there are ways to get into the knowledge library. So that's two. So go figure that out. And then number three, we'll get to that now, is start networking with other members. So if you move to the next slide. In that sense, now it's up to you. So we will be moving you into breakout rooms. You'll be in a breakout room with a small group, so about 5 people. So this is an opportunity to start meeting your peers. Now, the way we propose to approach this is, in this small group, take the time to get to know each other. And in that sense, take turns to talk about, basically tell the others, who are you? Why have you joined the LEAD network? What is some of your biggest challenges with regards to gender diversity? And then what is the most recent wins with regards to gender diversity? So this is, of course, to encourage the conversation, making sure everyone gets to speak up. And then we ask if any feedback you want to kind of provide back into the LEAD network, any insights that you build up in that small group, put them in the chat. Of course, the conversations won't be recorded, but the chat we will record afterwards. So anything you believe is going to be of value, yeah, for the LEAD network, any insights you have with your small group, make sure to post them in the chat. So with that, I'll leave it at that, just to leave you as much as time as possible, yeah, into the breakout rooms. We'll have about 15, 20 minutes, yeah, into the breakout room. So please enjoy.
I will open up the rooms and for 20 minutes, and then we will gather again in the main room to wrap this session up. So please stay with us and enjoy the breakout.
Hello, everyone. It seems this is our breakout room. It is a bit bigger than we thought, but I think we can make it happen. At least we are on time with the session. So how can we go? So I think I've got the questions. I wrote down the questions just in case we forget. And maybe we can just go around of introduce. So I've already introduced myself, so I'll give the chance to you guys to speak. And then we can also share experiences at the end. So just a reminder, and looking for someone to start, a volunteer to start. So yeah, a brief introduction, who you are,
where Voila. You are. Sorry, I'm going to interrupt, but you're not yet in a breakout room. We're still in the main room.
We're still? Okay, that's why I thought we have a bit more people than we thought.
I tried to move you, but okay. For the reason it does not work. Lindy, are you still in the main room? You're on mute. I don't see you.
Are we in the room or are we not?
Who is this? Sorry?
That is Sid, Michu.
No, you're in the main room for one reason or another.
Okay.
You're not able to, I see you in a room, but it says you're not participating. And I wonder if that has to do with your own settings. Could you check in the top corner, for all of you in the main room, in the top corner after your name, there should be an option that you want to join a breakout room. Do you see that? You should be able to move yourself to one of the breakout rooms by clicking on your name, and then there's a drop-down menu with a couple of choices. And the same applies to Lindy, Barshin, and the person called apparently. Go to your name, use the drop-down box, and go to one of the breakout rooms if you like to join. Apparently, I'm trying to get you into a room. Could you try to see if that is okay for you to do through your own menu? If you go to your name, there's a drop-down menu, and you should be able to ask, put yourself in one of the breakout rooms. Room 8 would be good. Room 5 would be good. They only have 2 people in there. Room 3. See if you can manage that, because I can't seem to move you around. It will take a little for everyone to return to the main room. Please stay with us.
Hello, everyone. Let's give ourselves a minute for everyone to return into the main meeting room. I hope you've all enjoyed the breakout session. I know I did for sure. We had a lovely conversation in meeting room, breakout room number one. It was nice to hear about the reasons. Yeah, you've joined LEAD, what you're hoping to get out. For sure, yeah, you'll learn a lot, meet a lot of interesting people. So hope was very interesting. Don't make it end here, yeah, the networking event. So of course, we have to bring you back to the main room, but if you have an interesting conversation going on, keep it going. You will be able to find each other on the LEAD platform, as previously explained. As of now, I guess, spread the word, be courageous. And let us know also what you your feedback, I guess, on this session, because we really wanted to, of course, we're doing this for you. So we want to make sure that, of course, this is valuable. And if we do a repeat, that we make this as valuable as possible. So thank you for joining. A feedback poll should appear on your screen about now. So please take a minute to actually share your feedback and then enjoy being a LEAD member. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody, for your time and engagement. It's been lovely meeting you virtually.
Yes, looking forward for next event and to see most of you again in talking with us, because each time there will be some time for as well connect and talk. So we'll make sure that each time there is a time for networking, because I think it's important for everybody to have that quality time to talk to each other.
Thank you also from my side. It was a great idea with this breakout rooms. It makes so good to discuss and network in a smaller group. I think very well done. Okay.
Thank you all for joining. Have a lovely day and hope to see you soon.
Thank you.
Could we stay for 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Are we
in the chat? You can see there are 10 more people in. Just give it a check. Sorry.
I cannot close the pool. Ah, what is he saying?
I think we are only from the okay. Chapter, yeah?
Yes, I think so. Now, yes. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's just us.
Right. So, I mean, how many breaking rooms were there? We were only three in mine.
Nine. Breakout group.
Nine of three, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
We started with 46 people, and eventually we had 30 people in breakout rooms. Okay. In the beginning, I had four people just staying in the main room, like Paula. But one way or another, I managed to get you in.
Yeah.
With the exception of one person who stayed in the main room, but that's technology. But otherwise, the results, the poll was good.
Mm-hmm.
I'll share that afterwards with you, but
right.
It was well appreciated.
Yeah, the feedback, there were four or five in my break breakout room, and the feedback was an hour was good, the timing was good, and definitely looking, I'll send an email out my notes, but they had some great ideas about future events, but like the format of being able together and discuss challenges. And I think the members really do want to be able to do more networking. That was the message I was given by the ladies, which is great. And some really interesting role models who could be persuaded to share their work as well. So I don't know whether Caroline, Anna and Paula, you know, that's what you saw in your